Please bow your heads and let's share a word of prayer together. Father, I thank you tonight and I give you praise for this opportunity that you've given to us to come together with the saints of God around the word. I ask you tonight for illumination. I pray, Lord, for great grace that you would loosen my tongue and speak through me, think through my mind. Lord, grant us all understanding. Let your grace be abundant here in this service tonight. I thank you for it. I pray for my brothers and sisters, for your mighty blessings upon them and their loved ones. I give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And thank you so much again for joining us and welcome. I hope you have your Bibles or whatever devices you use for your convenience to access the scriptures. I want us to dive right in. We have so much ground to cover. I believe that over this last stretch, these last 4 weeks, the Lord is going to help us to actually delve into some of the finest aspects of our teachings. And we're going to be studying deeply the areas of, okay, how do we grow in the spirit of wisdom? How do we grow in it? How do we walk in it? How do we increase in it? How do we get it? And I know that the Lord is going to help us. Amen. But before we get into that, I want to push forward a couple more things central to this entire teaching. It is very important. We've already said this, but it really does bear a lot of repetition. Jesus is really the center. As a child of God, as children of God, the reason we have access to the wisdom of God is because Jesus has been given to us and he has been made unto us wisdom. So we're going to get into a couple of those scriptures, some of which one or two of which we have looked at before, but get into them tonight and then hopefully towards the end of tonight's service or next week, we would be able to finally get into discussing some of these ways in which we grow in the wisdom of God. And by the grace of God, I've identified about 7 of them. So over the last stretch of this series of teachings, we're going to be delving into those and studying those together. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. Well, you do remember that our theme scripture has been Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. It says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. Stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you will find rest for your souls. I'm not even going to yield to the temptation to do any kind of review from the last several weeks, because I know what that does. It tends to kind of get us sucked in, and we go over things, and we start expatiating, and you know, before I realize it, our time is gone. So I just want us to dive right in tonight, into tonight's teaching. Jesus, now listen to this, Jesus is the full expression of God's wisdom, and he has been given to us. Jesus is the full expression of the wisdom of God, and he has been given to us. Therefore, wisdom is the covenant heritage of every child of God. Wisdom is the covenant heritage of every child of God. So receive it, walk in it, grow in it. Would you make this confession of faith with me tonight? Say with me, Jesus has been given unto me. He is the full expression of the wisdom of God. Therefore, wisdom is my covenant heritage. I receive it, I walk in it, and I grow in it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 and 31. It says, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Listen to that again. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So Jesus has been made unto us the wisdom of God. He is the full expression of God's wisdom. He has been made unto us the wisdom of God. Therefore, wisdom, as children of God, wisdom is our covenant heritage. Hallelujah. Oh, you know that lovely, powerful, powerful scripture in Ephesians chapter 3. Woo-hoo. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10 it is actually. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, that talks about the manifold wisdom of God being expressed by the church, so that all principalities and powers can see that. And that was God's eternal purpose through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want us to read that in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. If you read there from, if you read from verse 8, let's read from the King James first, and then we're going to go and read from the Amplified, which is really the expanded version of that particular scripture. I love it very much. He says, Paul said in verse 8, he says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Well, hallelujah. One very powerful aspect of the unsearchable riches of Christ that has been made available to all believers is the wisdom of God. Look at verse 9. He says, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden God, who created all things by Christ Jesus. Verse 10, to the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. This was his plan all along, that he wanted to display through us the manifold wisdom of God. Through Christ, that the Lord wanted to display through the church the manifold wisdom of God and show us off to principalities and powers, that through Jesus, the wisdom of God that is our heritage can be so manifest that even principalities and powers and the rulers of the ages, the rulers of the universe, the rulers of the world, that is the wannabe rulers, the ones who try to press buttons to make things happen on this earth, the ones who walk against and walk contrary to the eternal purpose of Almighty God, God wants them to see. Through you and through me, God wants to bring into manifestation the manifold wisdom of God. I love it. The manifold. The word manifold, you're going to read it in the Amplified, means the many-sided. The many-sided aspects of the wisdom of God. Amen. And then he says in verse 11, still in the King James, he said, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. This was always his plan. This was always his purpose, that through Christ, the church will come into a level, a place of manifestation of the wisdom of God, the many-sided wisdom of God, a manifold wisdom of God, and so that principalities and powers, the princes of the power of the air, the the pseudo rulers of the planet, of the universe, the wannabes, can see through the church, that's you and me, they can see the full expression of the many-sided wisdom of God. Let's read this from the Amplified. Let's read just verse 10 and verse 11. He said, the purpose is that through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God, in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspects, might now be made known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in the heavenly sphere. Through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God, in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspects. Oh, glory to God. Ooh, glory be to God. So you see, God wants to show us off. God wants to put us out, put us up on display to principalities and powers, to the world. But the only way he can really do it is through our expressing the many-sided wisdom of God. So that means our walking in the wisdom of God, our manifesting the wisdom of God, our expressing the wisdom of God in the different ways that God will position us and help us do that, is the way to fulfill the purpose of God upon this earth. Is one of the reasons why Jesus Christ came to demonstrate to the world, to demonstrate to principalities and powers, the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah. He said, the many-sided wisdom of God in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspects might now be made known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers, in the heavenly sphere, verse 11, this is in accordance with the terms of the eternal and timeless purpose which he has realized and carried into effect in the person of Jesus Christ our Lord. Very simply put, you and me displaying the wisdom of God upon this earth is the way God demonstrates to Satan, to the rulers of this world, principalities and powers, that he is the Almighty God. He is the greatest King. He is the greatest God. That his wisdom being infused into us, and we in turn manifesting that wisdom, is the way the world gets to know, they get to see all of the glory of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ himself. This is part of our purpose. This is part of our purpose. Children of God not walking in the wisdom of God is an entire frustration to the purpose of God. Children of God not walking, not displaying the wisdom of God upon this earth is contrary to the eternal plan and the eternal purpose of God. Make this confession of faith with me tonight. I will manifest in my life, in my time, in every season, the manifold wisdom of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You should make that confession over yourself regularly. I'm walking in the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is oozing out of my life. I'm filled with the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is demonstrated through my life, and it is being used as a lesson to principalities and powers of the eternal purpose of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now think about this. The wisdom of Jesus is already resident in our spirit being. Jesus is the full expression. We should read a couple more scriptures about that, actually, from Colossians. Jesus, the full expression of the wisdom of God, but the wisdom of God that is expressed through Jesus is already resident in our spirit being. And the plan of God, it is the plan of God that this wisdom that is in our spirit being flows out of our natural being in such a way that your life and my life and the expression of this wisdom continually confounds principalities and powers and the rulers of this present world. Think about that for a minute. The wisdom of God, Jesus is the full expression of the wisdom of God. That wisdom of God that is expressed through Jesus Christ is already resident in our spirit beings. And God's ultimate plan is that that wisdom will not just be hidden away in our spirit beings, but that it will become manifest through our natural lives and confound daily, confound the elements of this world, principalities and powers, and cause God to receive the glory. It is through the wisdom of God that that happens. Hallelujah. It is through the wisdom of God that we are able to walk in that reality, that we are able to walk in that manifest glory. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the full expression of the wisdom of God. Let's go read. Let's go through there. I really love this scripture in Colossians. Let's go and read it. Let's read this scripture in Colossians. Colossians, I believe it's chapter 1, the epistle to the Colossians, chapter 1. And I want us to read one major part there, and then we're going to jump and read another major part in chapter 2. Jesus is the full expression of the wisdom of God. Let's read in Colossians chapter 1 from verse 12. Let's read it all the way to verse 19. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. You know, even that is the outworking of the wisdom of God. It took the wisdom of God to deliver us out of the power of darkness, out of the kingdom of darkness, and translate us into the kingdom of his dear Son. He says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, all principalities, all powers, all things were created by him and for him. Through the wisdom of God, everything was created by him and for his pleasure. He says there, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Verse 18, it's talking about Jesus, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, oh glory be to God, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Jesus is the embodiment of the wisdom of God. And everything that is in Jesus has been made available to the church. He's the head of the church. So whatever the head has, the body has. Amen. You don't have a particular blood type flowing in the head of a human being and a different blood type flowing in the rest of his body. You don't have certain genes in the head of a human being, and the genes in his body or her body are totally different. No, everything that the head has, the body has, including the full expression of the wisdom of God. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? That the full expression of the wisdom of God that is in Christ Jesus has been made available to every believer, has been made available to every child of God. We don't have a lesser quality of the wisdom of God than the one Jesus possesses. We don't have a counterfeit wisdom. We don't have a lower grade wisdom. No, it is the exact same wisdom that Jesus possesses that we possess. The Bible says that in him, he might have the preeminence in all things. Amen. And that in him should all fullness dwell. Well, in Jesus, where all the fullness of God, that connection that we have with him as our head, as our covenant partner, as our big brother, our savior, our Messiah, our Lord, our King. Through that divine connection, covenant relationship, everything that is available to Jesus is available to us. My brothers and sisters, I believe that the Lord is endeavoring to get to us tonight something super important. That the wisdom of God is available to you. The wisdom of God is available to me. It's not out of our reach. Yes, I know, and we're going to talk about it. It's not cheap. It's not everywhere. If it was everywhere, everybody would be walking in it. But it is available. The fact that it is not cheap does not mean it's not available to us. There is a price we pay for the wisdom of God, but the wisdom of God is available to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's go on to Colossians 2. Let's read in Colossians chapter 2. Let's read verses 3, 9 and 10. Colossians chapter 2, verses 3, 9 and 10. He says there, in whom, still talking about Jesus, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. In Jesus is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Listen to how the Amplified Bible puts this. He says, in him, all the treasures of divine wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, and all the riches of spiritual knowledge and enlightenment are stored up and they lie hidden. In Jesus, all the treasures of divine wisdom, comprehensive insight, that's how it's defined. We'll talk about different expressions and different explanations and different meanings of the wisdom of God. I believe we'll get to it in this service. If we don't, then we will next service, next week. He says, in him, all the treasures, all wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, and all the riches of spiritual knowledge and enlightenment are stored up and lie hidden in Jesus. They are hidden in Jesus, but they are expressed and they are made available to the believer. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. They are hidden in Jesus, but they are made available and they are expressed through you and through me. Let's read verse 9. He said in verse 9, for in him, we read this in Colossians 1, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead. In Jesus, all the fullness of the Godhead. Remember we said earlier tonight, he is the full expression of the wisdom of God. The unsearchable riches of Christ are hidden within him. He is the fullness. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Woo, hallelujah. In Jesus. Now, that is very exciting. But I tell you what is most exciting is the very next verse. See, in Jesus, all the fullness of the Godhead is embedded, is indwelt. In Jesus, is hidden. In Jesus. But what about you? And what about me? That's where it gets exciting. We've already said it, but I want you to see it in fine print in the Word of God. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 10, and you are complete in him. You are complete in Jesus, who is the head of all principality and power. You are complete in Jesus, who is the head of all principality and power. Hallelujah. You are complete in him. You are complete in him. You don't lack for anything that Jesus has. You are not behind in anything that Jesus possesses. You are complete in him. You are complete in him. That means all the wisdom of the Godhead that Jesus possesses, you have. I have. We are complete in him. We don't lack for the wisdom of God in our spirit being. Mm-mm. We do not lack for the wisdom of God in our spirit being. Usually, where the challenge is, where the difficulty that most of us encounter is in getting that wisdom that is resident in our spirit being to be expressed through our natural lives. Is to flow out of our natural, because if it's hidden in our spirit beings, then it's not really accomplishing the purpose of God upon the earth. As long as it is hidden in our spirit beings, as long as it is kept stored away in our spirit beings, then it is not being expressed through our natural lives. And if it is not being expressed through our natural lives, then it simply means it is not fulfilling the eternal purpose of God, which we read about in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, that the eternal purpose of God is that the many-sided wisdom, the complicated many-sided wisdom of God that is hidden within our spirit being can actually come into manifestation so that the principalities and powers can receive the instruction of God's glory and God's wisdom through us. We are completing him. We are completing him. His wisdom is in us. His glory is in us. His knowledge is in us. Remember what we read in Colossians chapter 1? Where he says there, actually in chapter 2 verse 3, where he says, in whom, in Jesus, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we read in the Amplified where it says that the treasures of divine wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, and all the riches of spiritual knowledge and enlightenment are stored up and lie hidden in Jesus. And because you and I are complete in him, they are stored up and they lie hidden in us. But the task, the real work, it's why the Lord teaches us about wisdom. It's why the Lord is exposing us to this series of teachings. The real work is in getting it out from where it is hidden. A lot of believers don't even realize how much power exists in the reservoir of the wisdom of God that is within them. A lot of believers don't realize how wealthy they are. Oh, child of God, you are so blessed. You are so wealthy. You are rich in wisdom. You are rich in knowledge. You are rich in the Godhead. You are complete in Christ Jesus. Say that with me tonight. I am complete in Christ Jesus. The fullness of the Godhead abides is resident within my spirit being. Therefore, I declare by faith tonight, as I diligently apply myself to receiving instructions in the Word of God, and as I diligently apply those instructions to my life, I declare by faith that the fullness of the wisdom of God that is resident in my spirit is coming into manifestation through my natural life, and that the eternal purpose of God is being fulfilled through me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Woo-hoo. We are completing Him. We are completing Him. The wisdom of God is available to us. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God is available to us. I want to read that to you again one more time from my notes here tonight. This is where the work is. This is why the Lord has us studying. This is why the Lord has us diligently applying ourselves in the Word of God, in the areas of divine wisdom, in the areas of uncommon wisdom. This is the real deal here. This is the real work. Is that the wisdom of Jesus is already resident in our spirit being. Amen. And it is the plan of God that that wisdom that is resident in our spirit being flows out of our natural being in such a way that our lives are an expression continually of that wisdom, and that because of that, we confound principalities and powers and the rulers of this present world. That wisdom that is resident in our spirit being comes to manifestation through our natural lives. You remember that scripture in the gospel where Jesus said, I'll give unto you a mouth and wisdom. See, the wisdom is resident in our spirit being, but it is through the expression through our mouth, the expression through our natural lives, different areas of our natural lives, the way we act, the decisions we take, steps we take, the words we speak. That's how the world is confounded. That's how that wisdom of God that is resident within our spirit being, that's how it comes into manifestation and affects the world around us. As a matter of fact, let's look at that scripture. Remember that scripture? Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. Glory be to God. He said, I will give unto you a mouth and wisdom. Luke chapter 21, verse 14 and 15. I will give unto you a mouth and wisdom that the world cannot gainsay. And I love it, actually, the way it puts it in the Amplified Bible. Let's go read it in the Amplified Bible. Luke 21, verse 14. Luke 21, verse 14 and 15. It says, settle it therefore in your heart. Let's read from the Amplified. Resolve and settle it in your minds not to meditate and prepare beforehand how you are to make your defense and how you will answer. Verse 15. For I myself will give you a mouth and such wisdom, such utterance and wisdom, that all of your foes combined will be unable to stand against or refute. I will give you a mouth, an utterance, and wisdom that all your foes combined, I love that, all of them combined, will be unable to stand against or refute. That means, through the wisdom that God gives us, that is expressed, He says, I give you a mouth. Expressed through our mouth is a part of our natural being, isn't it? So in Colossians, we read, we saw, we learned, the wisdom of God is resident within our spirit being. It says it's hidden. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. So they are hidden in our being, our spirit being. But then he said, I will give you a mouth and wisdom. So that wisdom that is resident within our spirit being can come into expression through our natural lives, our natural members. Our mouths are part of our natural lives, aren't they? Our utterances, our words are part of our natural expressions, aren't they? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And the will of God is that the wisdom of God that is resident within our spirit being will come into expression every day. And that all of our enemies, principalities and powers, and everything that is set against us in this world, in this worldly plane, will not be able to resist the wisdom of God that is flowing out of us. The King James says they will not be able to gainsay or resist. The Amplified Bible says they'll be unable, all of your foes combined will be unable to stand against or refute. They will not be able to gainsay or resist. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That is the real walk. That is the real walk. That the wisdom resident within us comes into expression in our natural lives. And then is the demonstration to the world, advances us in ways that cannot be explained by man. But in addition to that, confounds principalities and powers. You do remember the story of Stephen, don't you? You remember the story of Stephen in Acts of the Apostles? Let's go read that. Acts of the Apostles and chapter 6. You know, you remember the background for this story. The church had a need. And there was a situation that the early church was dealing with. And they had, the apostles called everybody together and said, we are going to have to appoint men and women who can take care of this situation here so that we can continually devote ourselves to the ministry of prayer and the word of God. But then they said, the condition though, for the people that we are going to appoint from amongst you all, is then they laid out those conditions. And one of those conditions, they must be filled with the Spirit, filled with the wisdom of God. Amen. You may have heard me say this before. I'm going to say it again in the future as we go forward. And when I get to that, I'm going to really hammer it. I've said this before, and I know it was a nugget of revelation that the Holy Spirit gave to me while I was studying. The Lord can bless His people. The Lord can favor His people. The Lord can answer their prayers. The Lord can do amazing things through their lives. But when it comes to building for God, in order for the Lord to appoint you or appoint me to build anything for Him on this earth, anything that lasts, we have to be people of wisdom. We have to be men and women of wisdom. Yes, yes. You don't have to be a man of wisdom, a woman of wisdom, to be blessed, to be faithful, forward in life and achieve certain goals. And you don't have to be. But in order for us to build something, and you know, it's the builders that receive reward, the greatest rewards. In order for the Lord to commit any aspect of building in His kingdom, building on this earth, anything that will last. You can even build. You don't need the wisdom of God to build. Really. But the building won't last. And we've already gone through this in Luke chapter 6. You know, there was, Jesus told the story of a man who came, build and everything looked great, blah, blah, blah. He said, but the storm came and everything collapsed. Yeah, so he did build, but everything. But so he was not building. He was not building according to God's master plan. And Paul called himself, he said, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. Yeah. And then Jesus in that Luke chapter 6 also told about a man who built according to God's plan. Came, he heard the word of God, he did according to what the Lord commanded him and walked according to the instructions of the word of God. He was diligent in the word, not just diligent to hear it, not just diligent to come and attend things, and no, but diligent to do it. And the Bible says that man built, laid his foundation on a rock. And when the storm came, they couldn't harm that house. Now that one, that man built with God. So I've said this before, for God to appoint you, appoint me to build anything for we have to. So you see in that scripture, let's go read it in Acts chapter 6. Let's read in Acts chapter 6 here. Hallelujah. Let's read from verse 1. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, look you out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Whom we may appoint. See, there were a lot of people there in that church who were blessed, who were graced, who were favored, who were, you know, had answers to their prayers and encountered miracles. But when it came to appointing people to build for God, to do something significant in the kingdom of God, the apostle said they have to be, number one, they have to be people, men and women of honest report. Then they have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they have to be filled with wisdom. They have to be, in fact, those were the three major requirements that the apostle gave. Number one, he says they have to be people, men of honest report. Number two, they have to be men or women full of the Holy Spirit. Number three, men or women full of the wisdom of God. And if we find those kind of people, we will appoint them over this business. If we find those kind of people, we will appoint them over this. And yes, did they find those kind of people? Yes, they did, in that congregation. One of those people was a man named Stephen. Stephen, you see that there, right there in verse 5, it says, and the same pleased the whole multitude. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. And then the other people as well, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon. But Stephen is quite remarkable because right there later on in that scripture, the Bible tells us about some of the things that happened to Stephen that's very relevant to what we're studying tonight. See, remember, the real deal, the real goal is to be able to get the wisdom of God that is resident in our spirit and get it expressed through our natural life so that we can confound principalities and powers. And Jesus said in Luke 21, that we read 14 and 15, I will give unto you a mouth and wisdom that all of your enemies combined will not be able to gainsay, they will not be able to resist, they will not be able to stand, they will not be able to confound. And we see that expressed through the life of Stephen right here. He was a man of honest report, he was a man full of the Holy Spirit, and he was a man full of the wisdom of God. But the wisdom of God was not just resident. When they say full of the wisdom of God, it means he was actively, number one, the wisdom of God was resident in his spirit. He was full of that wisdom. The fact that the wisdom of God is resident in our spirit does not mean we are full of wisdom. Some of us just have a seed of wisdom, and that seed has not grown in years, in all our encounters, our participation, in our experience in the kingdom of God. That seed of wisdom has not grown. Well, then we couldn't be described as people full of wisdom, could we? I said, could we? No. Because every believer has the seed of the wisdom of God. It's resident there. But in order for us to be described as people that are full of the wisdom of God, it means that that wisdom, that seed has grown, has increased, has multiplied to the point where we're full of it. We're full of the wisdom of God. But it's not, we're not just full of it and it's hidden, it's stored away in our spirit being. No, we are full of it and it is being expressed in our natural lives. And people can see it. People can see it. The fact that people can see it is why they say, oh, he's full of the wisdom of God. They knew it because the apostle said, find people that are full of the wisdom of God. These were the people they picked. That means they could tell these people have the wisdom of God and they are full of it. Well, Stephen was one of those people. And I want you to read here. In verse 8, let's read from verse 8. It said, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Verse 9, then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. I just love that. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. That's exactly what the Lord said in Luke chapter 21. I will give you a mouth and wisdom. All of your adversaries will not be able to resist it or against it. That's exactly what's happening with Stephen. The wisdom of God made him significant. The wisdom of God separated him. The wisdom of God distinguished him. The wisdom of God made him impossible to resist, to stop. The wisdom of God appointed him to build. The wisdom of God set him apart from every other person. The wisdom of God was expressed through his mouth, through his natural life, to the point where all of his enemies could not gainsay. They could not resist that wisdom by which he spoke. Well, that's what will happen to you and to me. The more we grow in the wisdom of God, the more that wisdom comes out from just being hidden within our spirit being and start being expressed and being expressed in our natural lives, my brothers and my sisters, that wisdom will set us up. That wisdom will make it difficult for the world to resist us, will make it difficult for the world to stop us. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say that's me. Oh, glory be to God. I know our time is running here, but I want to give a few minutes as we wrap up this week. Oh, I'm so excited where the Lord is taking us. Glory be to God. I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about it. Let's close here tonight and just some of the things that all across the Word of God is described as his wisdom. We know we read earlier in Colossians where it described wisdom in Colossians chapter 2 as comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. I know we read that here tonight in Colossians. Glory be to God. Make this confession of faith with me in the name of Jesus. I am a vessel of God filled not only with the seed of wisdom, but filled with the spirit of wisdom. That seed that was sown in me, in my spirit, when I came into Christ, continues to grow. That seed of wisdom continues to grow. It is growing even now. As I apply myself, as I yield myself to diligently apply the Word of God to my life, the wisdom of God that is resident in my spirit being will become expressed through my natural life to the point where principalities and powers and the rulers of the universe will not be able to resist it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 3. We saw that in the Amplified. In him, all the treasures of divine wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, and all the riches of spiritual knowledge and enlightenment are stored up and they lie hidden. So wisdom is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. Say that with me. Wisdom is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. Remember our theme scripture? Stand ye in the paths and ask for the ways, the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. The good way, we have already heard this. We've heard this so many times over the last several weeks. The Lord said there is your way, there is the world's way, and then there is the good way. And the good way is the way of godly wisdom. Well, here, wisdom is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. Also in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 8, actually look at that real quickly in the Amplified. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 8 in the Amplified. Look at what it says. It says, a man shall be commended according to his wisdom. This is the Amplified Bible. A man or woman shall be commended according to his wisdom. Then he has in parenthesis, godly wisdom, which is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. A man or woman shall be commended according to the wisdom of God. And that is the wisdom of God that they possess. A man or woman shall be commended according to his or her wisdom. I love that. Put that wisdom right there in capital letters. I love it. Oh, I love it. That's so powerful. That's so powerful. And I put in parenthesis, godly wisdom, which is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. He said, but he who is of a perverse heart, he who lacks wisdom, he who is a fool, may be a believer, but he may lack godly wisdom. He may not be walking in godly wisdom. He may not be growing in godly wisdom. He may not be expressing godly wisdom. So he who is of a perverse heart shall be despised. So that's scripture where the Lord said they will not be able to resist you. Well, they will resist you if you don't have the wisdom of God. So they will not be able to gainsay your words. They will gainsay your words if you don't have the wisdom, if you are not walking in the wisdom of God. He said, they will not be able to stop you. They will stop you if you are not operating in godly wisdom. He said, they will not be able to confound you. Well, they will confound you if you are not operating in the wisdom. The wisdom of God is the wisdom of God that causes you and me to be commended. Wisdom is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. I love this one. Wisdom is knowing what to do, having knowledge of what to do when you don't know what to do. It's knowing the right way. It's knowing, oh, there are five ways. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wisdom is knowing, it is way number three. Oh, it is way number three. That's where I'm going. That's where God needs me to go. That is the right way. That is the good way. That's wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what to do when you don't know what to do. Having knowledge of the right way to go. Wisdom is knowing the best means to the best ends. Wisdom is knowing the best means to the best ends. So many different ways in which we can do it. But wisdom is knowing, having knowledge of the one that is the best. Not just good, not just average, not just okay, the best. Wisdom is knowing the best means to the best ends. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. You can have knowledge. You see later on when maybe we'll get to it next week. We'll talk about, you can have a lot of education. You can go to the best colleges. But in Harvard, there's no college that I know about, and certainly no secular college, that has a Wisdom 101, a course called Wisdom 101, Wisdom 201, Wisdom 103. No, you can have great education. You can have great knowledge, gather knowledge. You can have all the knowledge of the world. But wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. There are so many people who have all this knowledge, but they don't have proper application of knowledge. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. Wisdom is strategy for winning in life. You will win in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so very much for this service tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the mighty presence of the mighty Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving us insight, comprehensive insight into the ways, into the purposes of God tonight. Thank you for granting us great grace. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Saints, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm so thankful to God for this glorious service that we have just enjoyed. Well, I look forward to seeing you next week. We're out of time. I continue to grow in the wisdom of God. Meditate the word. Be diligent with it. Cause that wisdom that is resident in your spirit, cause it to be expressed on the outside. Let it be expressed through your natural life. And as you do, you find out God will make you a distinguished man, a distinguished woman. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.